This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations that have sometimes devolved into violent clashes, an outpouring of anger at increased Chinese Communist Party influence.
That is VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, is pledging to listen to public opinion. And state-controlled media in China is downplaying the landslide electoral victory with an editorial calling the race an unfair manipulation. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country Monday. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Secretary of the Navy has been fired over the case of a SEAL facing a disciplinary proceeding. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary Richard Spencer submitted his resignation at the request of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who it says had lost trust and confidence in Spencer because of a lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of the SEAL case. President Trump tweeted last Thursday that he would not let the Navy take away Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher's Trident pin, which designates him a SEAL. But at an international security forum Saturday, Spencer said he did not consider a tweet to be in order, and it would take a formal order to stop the Navy Review Board, which is set to meet December 2nd, to consider Gallagher's case. Gallagher was acquitted of murder in the 2017 stabbing death of a captured Islamic State militant in Iraq, but a military jury did convict him of posing with the corpse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Now for the latest on the impeachment inquiry. The Washington Post is reporting the White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine. AP's Matt Small has more.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he met victims and voiced concern over nuclear power. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
After comforting some of the Fukushima evacuees, Francis said the accident would not be fully resolved until the scientific, medical, and societal concerns it raised are addressed. Francis then said the development of future energy sources must take environmental considerations into account. He didn't explicitly urge a ban on nuclear energy during his emotional encounter with victims, but he recalled that Japan's Catholic bishops had called for the abolition of nuclear power plants in the aftermath of the Fukushima tragedy. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. The doctors say Assange suffers from psychological problems, including depression, as well as dental issues and a serious shoulder ailment. Assange is in prison waiting for an extradition hearing set for February. He is sought by the U.S. on espionage charges. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.